With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. says Israel has agreed to a framework for a ceasefire in Gaza.
A senior U.S. administration official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, adding that it's now up to Hamas to agree to it. The comments come before mediation talks were to resume in Egypt, with hopes of brokering a deal to pause fighting before the holy month of Ramadan. A deal would also allow aid to reach hundreds of thousands of desperate Palestinians in northern Gaza, many facing starvation. According to the official, the proposal includes a six-week ceasefire and release of hostages considered vulnerable, including the sick and wounded, elderly, and women. Hamas are expected to respond to mediators Qatar and Egypt. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Meanwhile, U.S. military planes began the first airdrops of thousands of meals into Gaza, and the militaries of Jordan and Egypt say they also have conducted airdrops. Also at SRNNews.com, the winds keep coming for former President Donald Trump. Jackie Quinn has more in this report.
More victories on the table for Donald Trump.
We've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
He's won the Missouri caucuses and has added to his delegate lead with Michigan's allocations. And there's voting in Idaho as well. The former president's campaigning in North Carolina ahead of Super Tuesday, making recent crimes committed by migrants illegally in the U.S. a focal point.
If Joe Biden's illegal alien migrants do not go back to their countries, we will never get our country back.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
There were no Democratic contests today. The next event on the Republican calendar is tomorrow in the District of Columbia. This is SRN News. Going woke at the State Department.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Anthony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Grants College near Philadelphia is launching the first master's program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. School officials say the small private college's program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations that are responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. Governor Shapiro is chairing that program. This is SRN News. A rough opening day at Six Flags over Georgia Saturday.
Several fights broke out inside the park, and that led to an exchange of gunfire between suspects and police, with cops sending one of the miscreants to the hospital. Georgia Bureau of Investigation says there were some 600 people running around the venue and fighting Saturday evening. Gunshots rang out as police tried to usher people out of one of the park's gates. Several arrests were made. Similar problems plagued opening day last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The University of Maryland has ordered fraternities and sororities on campus to suspend social and recruitment activities after the school received multiple reports of unsafe activities. The action at Maryland comes just days after the University of Virginia suspended its Kappa Sigma chapter after an alleged hazing incident last month. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.